A car bomb has gone off in a village in eastern Lebanon close to the border with Syria. The explosion happened near a Hezbollah position in the eastern village of Sboub. Our correspondent in Beirut tells us more about the attack and its relevance to the recent developments in neighboring Syria.
Had some Hezbollah sources actually have said that the explosion occurred, however, without causing casualties. One of the reasons why it might not have caused casualties, if these reports turn out to be true, is that it took place, as you know, very early in the morning when there is, you know, no presence. People are still at homes. However, this does not dismiss the fact that Lebanon is, you know, within, right in the midst of this phase of car bombs, of attacks, a phase of instability. Suicide bombings in particular are something which is something which are new, a new phenomenon in Lebanon. And many say that is a result of the unprecedented convergence of interests between Saudi Arabia and Israel, Saudi Arabia having its allies, the March 14 alliance, Israel having its intelligence capabilities with the Mossad, putting this together. This has all led to the destabilization of Lebanon, particularly when you consider that Lebanon itself has a weak central state, a weak central government in general. It does have a weak state, which makes it more vulnerable for such events or such incidents to take place. When you remember, or when you recall, that Hezbollah has played a pivotal role sometimes in the battlefield, particularly if you recall the Battle of Qusair, Hezbollah